Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey now from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. And we've got a pickleball drama going on, don't we?
We've got pickleball drama, Bob. Yes, indeed. As the pickleball's popularity has really exploded around the area and around the country, it is creating some issues in some parks when the players taking over some of the concrete and areas that kids are usually playing on or other things are being done. Particularly in the Old Town neighborhood, a place called Baller Park, there's been an ongoing battle between neighborhood residents who don't play pickleball and want to use the courts for just playing around, and then all the players that are showing up to use them. There's three courts there now. They've had petitions to restrict hours. There's been yelling back and forth, some reports of screaming at the pickleball players, them yelling back at the children, etc., etc. Well, on Tuesday, the park district took matters into their own hands and got rid of two of the three courts. They just painted over the lines, which makes it sort of impossible to play pickleball if you don't know where what's in or out. So it was a little bit like kind of like a small scale version of Migs Field, where in the dark of night, or not quite the dark of night, but they just came in and sort of got rid of it. And now, as you can imagine, there's a lot more drama because the pickleball players are upset that they're down to one court and that this sort of happened without a lot of community involvement, they say.
At 501 West Wisconsin Street. Now we have a dive bombing bird warning, don't we?
Yes, this is our annual public service announcement for people on the lakefront. The red-winged blackbirds are back in action. They are very protective of their nests, as some people have been learning the last week or so. They're getting dive bombed, pecked on the head, that sort of thing. What's unusual this year is that usually we see this in June and July when they start nesting, but some bird experts tell us that just that really unseasonably warm April has tricked the blackbirds a little bit. They think it's later than it is. So go out there, maybe wear a hat, don't walk alone. Also, those are the advice for walking on the lakefront, and just, if you see something coming, get out of the way. They are, they're a very popular bird in Chicago, and they don't like it when people get too close to their nests this time of year.
Alfred Hitchcock would have loved that story. And finally, some nice news from the South Side this morning.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. A bunch of Southside restaurants have teamed up to form their own delivery service. They had said they've really tired of taking the 30% cut from Grubhub and the other online delivery organizations. It was really just cutting far too deep into the money that they were receiving. So they've teamed up. There's about six Southside restaurants right now, and they formed a collective called Soul Delivered. It serves 51st Street to 95th Western to the Lake. And they said what really does is first of all, it saves them money from they don't have to pay to the third-party vendors, but it also really expands their delivery footprint, and it just gets a bunch of opportunities for more customers. They can get food there a little bit quicker, even employ people from the neighborhood, and probably most importantly, they can really form relationships with their customers, so these people aren't just Grubhub customers, they're customers of the specific restaurant, because you go right to their site. If you call, you can talk to the people at the actual restaurant. So it's a place called Harry's Gulf Shrimp, Slab Barbecue, Wings Greens. Yeah, there's a Harold's in the mix, Let's Eat to Live. If you're fans of any of those or you want to try them out, it's souldelivered.com. Just on the south side now, but they're thinking about maybe trying to find a way to expand this to a bigger operation in Chicago. So really teaming up to make things a little bit better for the restaurants down south.
Good news. Seamus Toomey, BlockClubChicago.org for more. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. You too.